Louisiana AG Jeff Landry to J.P. Morgan. No state business if your policies restrict 2A. By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 19, 2021. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry sent a letter to J.P. Morgan Chase letting the company know it will not be an eligible state infrastructure underwriter unless it pledges to avoid policies that restrict or discriminate against Second Amendment rights. On October 18, 2021, The Herald reported Landry's letter, noting that Landry is not only Louisiana's AG but also sits on the state's bond commission. Landry's letter was addressed to J.P. Morgan Chairman and CEO Jamie Dimon, and said, in part, "Your recent testimony before the United States House of Representatives Financial Services Committee, on May 27, 2021, has called into question your ability to do business in several states, including Louisiana. In this testimony, you stated the following in response to a question from Representative Madeline Dean. We do not finance the manufacture of military-style weapons for civilian use." He then went on to cite a solicitation for offers, SFO form that J.P. Morgan submitted in 2020, in order to be considered for underwriting of Louisiana infrastructure projects. Landry pointed to question number 15 on the SFO, noting its language. Certify whether your firm, either itself or through its parent company, has policies that A. restrict or would otherwise infringe on the constitutionally protected rights of the citizens of the state to lawfully keep and bear arms. B. discriminate against citizens based on the citizens' exercise of their constitutional rights. Or C. otherwise unlawfully discriminate against of the state. Landry noted that J.P. Morgan claimed to have no policies restricting or infringing constitutionally protected Second Amendment rights in 2020, but believes the company may wish to reconsider its certification to the Bond Commission. On August 16, 2018, Breitbart News noted that Landry and the state's Bond Commission denied $600 million to Citibank and Bank of America over the gun control stance adopted by both companies. At the time the action was taken, Louisiana Executive Division Press Secretary Ruth Wisher told Breitbart News that Landry and State Treasurer John Schroeder had been working on the state's response to corporate gun control for some time. Leaving Citibank and Bank of America out of the $600 million was part of the response. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. Reach him at @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.